When piloting massive Navy destroyers, old-school controls might be safer than new tech. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, demystifying the digital economy. I'm Jed Kim, in for Molly Wood. In June 2017, the USS Fitzgerald collided with a Philippine container ship, killing seven sailors. Then, just 2 months later, the USS McCain collided with a Liberian merchant vessel. 10 sailors died. Megan Eckstein is deputy editor for USNI News, which is part of the U.S. Naval Institute. She says the National Transportation Safety Board found that the USS McCain collision was caused by a helmsman. He was confused by his touchscreen displays. He meant to slow down the ship, but instead made a sharp right turn. An investigation led to more than 100 recommendations to improve safety and readiness on ships. Turns out, the touchscreen controls for speed are not preferred by a lot of personnel. They want physical throttles instead. The Navy has taken note for new ships and will roll out a retrofit to change existing ones. Meanwhile, Eckstein says it's not just the control screens, but also deficiencies in training that have caused confusion.
I think one of the challenges is simply that there's not a lot of commonality from ship to ship of the way everything is currently, you know, allocated to the fleet. So if you're a sailor and you're on one ship, you serve there for 2 or 3 years. When you go to your next assignment, it might not have the same bridge controls. It might not have, you know, you might be moving from a physical throttle to a touchscreen, or you might be moving from touchscreen to touchscreen, but they're not the same, and all the same controls aren't where you thought they were. So this kind of comes down to, you know, with these touchscreens in an emergency, everything's muscle memory. And if you're not sufficiently trained on them, and the buttons aren't where you think they are, and it's not consistent every time you use that system, in an emergency, you're not going to know how to do it, right?
Why and when did the Navy switch to touchscreen throttles?
When the Navy goes through its shipbuilding programs and its ship modernization programs, it really doesn't specify a lot of detailed requirements for the shipbuilders. So in a lot of cases, you have shipbuilding companies who, when they're making their pitches to the Navy, they want the most up-to-date technology. They want, you know, the latest and the greatest that they can provide to sailors. And in a lot of cases, that has involved moving to more digital systems, more touchscreen type systems. And so this really isn't anything the Navy kind of intentionally went towards. It's something that was really driven by industry and just sort of this desire to innovate and incorporate the latest and greatest technology.
What are they doing with the touchscreens now?
There's a lot of ways that the touchscreens can be useful. For example, there are certain ships with smaller crews where it's actually quite useful to have so much control at your fingertip on a touchscreen. So I don't think the Navy fully wants to pull away from those. Also, with the combat systems, having a fully digitized system means that you can update it faster. You can blast out software updates over satellite, even if you have a ship that's deployed. So there are some cases where having fully digitized touchscreens are really useful. It just turns out you have to do that with a purpose. One of the admirals told me this kind of falls in the bucket of we did it because we could. And I think that's becoming clear that that's not a good enough reason to have touchscreen ship controls.
Megan Eckstein is deputy editor for USNI News. She says about 60 destroyers, old and new, will get the physical throttles, hopefully starting next summer. And now for some related links. Megan Eckstein recently interviewed retiring Navy Admiral John Richardson. He had a lot to say about how technological advances played out during his tenure. Essentially, the Navy he left behind is very different from the one he inherited. Something I learned from reading it is that 355 ships is the minimum fleet size believed necessary for achieving the Pentagon's strategic guidance. Any guesses how many they'd really like? 653. Now you're ready for Jeopardy. An article in Forbes looks at two different Navy ships that are incorporating ambitious new technologies in their designs. One, the author says, is likely headed for a lot of criticism when issues inevitably arise, because it's been touted as bad already when it launches. The other is given more leeway on performance because military officials and lawmakers have been told it's more experimental, something to learn from and incorporate into future ships. Maybe a lesson there on the importance of managing expectations. Matt Purdy and Stephanie Hughes produce Marketplace Tech. Eve Tro is our senior producer. Sarah Bruguer and Robin Edgar engineer the show. Our intern is Jesus Alvarado. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.